This is Empire KVCR News. I'm Megan Jamerson. The presidential race often steals attention away from local races and ballot measures. Former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff joins us now to talk about Inland Empire races and ballot measures. Welcome back, Cassie.
Great to be with you, Megan.
All right, so diving in, we have some interesting identity politics happening in State Assembly District 42. What's going on there?
Well, the incumbent, Chad Mays, he was originally elected as a Republican and has served as a Republican, but last year he became more and more disaffected with the Republican Party because of the extreme partisanship and the intolerance for any kind of variation from the strict party line. And so he announced that he was going to be running as an independent. He re-registered as no party preference. So he's on the ballot for re-election, but not as a Republican. He's got a Republican challenger. That is Andrew Kotiak. He's a longtime member of the San Jacinto City Council. He's currently in his third term as mayor. So this is a district, like many throughout California, that are pretty closely divided in terms of voter registration between Democrats and Republicans. They both make up about 36-37% of the electorate. But no party preference voters are now about 20% of the voters in that district. And the rest are third party, like American Independent and Green Party and Libertarian. So independent voters may actually end up deciding this race. It's hard to say whether Democrats are going to shift their allegiance to Mays now. Will they support him for declaring his independence and sticking to his principles, or will the Republicans punish him for defecting from the GOP?
So it sounds like demographics that are changing in the region or could potentially influence this in other elections. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, certainly Mays has made the point that with voter registration becoming increasingly diverse, that the Republican Party is not going to make it if it only appeals to white voters. He has even termed it the party of white grievance. And he's been trying to convince his party, the GOP, for a long time that that's not the way to win. He did manage to get the Republican Party a couple of years ago to include in the state platform a plank addressing opposing racism and xenophobia. But he's really been on the outs with the Republican Party since voting in 2017 in favor of cap and trade. That's the Democratic-led effort to reduce greenhouse gases.
So we can't deny the power of party politics for sure. It looks like there's also going to be a first in the state Senate District 23.
Well, no matter who the voters go for, it's going to be a woman, and she's going to be a Latina. The two candidates, there is a Democrat and a Republican running. The Democrat is Abigail Rosales Medina, and the Republican is Rosalisi Ochoa Bogue. Now, voters may recognize the last name of Bogue. Her husband, Greg, serves on the Yucaipa City Council, and Russ Bogue was an assemblyman representing this district for many years, a Republican. And so that may help her. But again, in this district, the registration is pretty much split. Democrats have about 37% of the registration, 35.5% Republican. But again, here, 20.5% are no party preference, and the rest, so that's about 27% of voters, are independent. This race could really turn on who the independent voters pick.
So tell me a little bit more about who these candidates are.
They are both members of school boards, so they've been on the ballot before. They're both mothers. Ochoa Bogue has three children. Rosales Medina has five. But other than those commonalities, they couldn't be more different politically. Medina, the Democrat, favors a living wage. She's worked for environmental justice. She's supported by labor unions. Ochoa Bogue, the Republican, favors deregulation, cutting taxes, and cracking down on homelessness. Medina is endorsed by the California Federation of Teachers, the California Nurses Association, Planned Parenthood, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, the California League of Conservation Voters. Ochoa Bogue has been endorsed by Representative Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield, the House Minority Leader. She's been endorsed by San Bernardino County Supervisor Janice Rutherford, by the California Republican Assembly, and by the outgoing State Senator Mike Morrell.
That's longtime IE journalist Cassie McDuff. And with Empire KVCR News, I'm Megan Jamerson.